Quite honestly, a lot of times people expect me to have the answers, especially on a day like today, probably because of what my vocation is. People think I have a direct line to God more than they do through the scriptures, that I must know why, that I must have something to say that will make it all better. I don't. The truth is, there are no words today that will magically make this situation better. I could say all sorts of nice things about God's plan and His purpose, how everything will work out for the best. And I'm sure there's been plenty of well-meaning family and friends that have said that to you in the past week. But however true those things are, and they are true, they do not make today any easier or any less painful. 1 week ago today, no one at this time already even would have predicted that we would be here this afternoon. It's been an especially hard week because life is so very fragile. And when you stop and when you pay attention to that, it can seem like everything is so dangerous. And sometimes the things that endanger us are actually more sneaky and unimaginable. Things we would never think of. In our reading from the gospel that you heard, Jesus shows up at Bethany and his friend Lazarus has died. And there's a lot of questions immediately. And Mary and Martha both, the first thing they say to Jesus is say, "Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." I wonder how many here today maybe have a similar question. How many of us have sat in the quiet of the night in the past week and accused ourselves just as Jesus was accused by Mary and Martha? If I had only said something. If I only had done something different. Maybe we wouldn't be here today. Does it sound familiar? Well, what if and maybe and perhaps. Those are questions that haunt us. But those are questions and words that are not your friend. They are from the evil one who would likewise want to have you be overcome in a moment of despair. The question for today is not what if, but what now? We do the same as Jesus did for his friend Lazarus. Today we grieve. As Jesus came to Bethany, he wept over the death of his friend. As Jesus joins us in worship today, I believe he still weeps as well. And it's good for us to mourn with him, to acknowledge our pain together. Our God is not a God, though, who is afraid of the dark places of life, nor is he afraid of our grief. Jesus wept, and so too do we today, and in the days to come, I'm sure. And Jesus will continue to walk into the tomb with us, and will walk beside us no matter how dark that grief gets. And the promise is not that we will understand why, or what if, but that there is nowhere that we can go that God is not with us, nor that he's already been. As we just sang, "Thou camest to our hall of death, O Christ, to breathe our poisoned air, to drink for us the dark despair that strangled our reluctant breath." The God we proclaim today is not a God who magically makes everything better, but he's a God who stands beside us in the darkest hours and troubles of life. So what now? Don't be sad for Matthew today. No, as we grieve, we're not sad for Matthew. In our grief, though, we do have a sadness and an empty place as we remember Matthew. There's unanswered questions. Those gaping holes of what it feels like that will never be filled. And they can easily deafen the reality of the questions that God's word very clearly answers for you and I today. The questions which God answers in his words are far more comforting far more helpful than anything our souls or our world would try to answer for us. First of all, know that Matthew was baptized. Is baptized. Not was, is baptized. When God baptized Matthew at this font, that changed everything for him. Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross became his that day. The old Adam was killed. And there, Jesus proclaimed to the new man, just as he did to Lazarus, come out. And second, we know that he heard the word of God, that he received Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, for life and salvation. And at this altar right here in 1987, he was confirmed in the Christian faith, professing and acknowledging that gift given to him in baptism. The picture is still in the back and open to that page today. And as you might look through for yourself or for others and for him, remember though, it's the faith that was confessed in Christ. The promise to remain faithful unto death. The continued receiving of Christ's body and blood which flow from this very altar. Honestly, his church attendance of late is a little unclear. But always remember though that God's word never is void. Never returns empty. And that God made promises to Matthew. And God keeps his promises. And so we trust God's word way more than anything that our eyes, our hearts, and our minds would have us believe today. Matthew's death has brought great sorrow and heartache and pain and unanswered questions. Lots of tears, perhaps even some guilt. And if we're honest, even some fear as well. I don't know what was going through his heart or mind those last few days or even last Saturday. I have some idea, as many of you well know. It's indeed dark. It's indeed quite frightful. But I also know this, that day in Bethany, as we just read, did not end at Lazarus' tomb. The Lord stepped forth and brought light in the midst of darkness. Our Lord brought new life into being, life in the midst of death, because that's what Jesus does, and that's what he will continue to do in our lives. In Christ, God has marched into our hall where sin and death were given a royal room. That is, until our servant, that Prince of Peace, he broke those walls for our release. Christ died for Matthew. Nothing can ever change that. He also died for you, that in these dark and latter days there may be a life of praise. Today, Christ weeps with you as you weep. And even now, here in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, even here, God is working to bring new life and joy into the world. And in the midst of questions, there's trust. Trust in that which alone is certain and true. The gifts of Christ given for you. And weep. It's okay to weep. But do not weep as those without hope. Weep for today, but rejoice for tomorrow. And look to Christ, who calls sinners out of tombs unto life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.